It's February 2012, and the capital of the Hoosier State is the focal point of every great football mind in America. Indianapolis, Indiana is the home of the annual NFL Scouting Combine, a showcase of the talent pool available in the upcoming draft. Every year, the event draws scouts, coaches, and general managers from each franchise and serves as the ultimate job fair for young men seeking employment on a National Football League roster. The information collected during the combine heavily influences the outcome of the draft. And those being evaluated are very aware of the pressure to impress. Metric data in a number of categories is measured to determine strength, speed, and explosiveness, a process that creates separation between the leaders and the pack.
51. Travis Benjamin, Miami.
The Eagles have approached the 2012 combine with an emphasis on fortifying the defense. And linebacker Michael Kendricks from the University of California has caught their attention with his dominating drill performances. Prior to the combine, many scouts gave Kendricks a second-round grade. While his athletic abilities are apparent, a private interview has been arranged to ascertain his character and personality.
You calmer than our wide receiver?
DJ?
Yeah. I got to tell you guys a story about that. First time I met DJ, I was visiting Cal, and they were like, hey, take a picture with him. Heisman hopeful. I'm like, who is he? I didn't know. Going from Fresno. Who is he? That's DeSean Jackson, Heisman hopeful. It's like, DeSean, he doesn't know who you are. He's like, you don't know who I am? He's like, let me see your Gatorade. Took the Gatorade, drank it, and was like, drink a little bit. He didn't drink the whole thing. He's like, now you never forget the day DeSean Jackson drank your Gatorade.
So,
I never forgot.
Kendricks has broken the ice, and now the conversation can move to his football acumen.
Catcher or hitter on this one? Are you the catcher?
I'm hitting. I'm coming to him. He even changed his number up trying to fool us. You know, from 6 to number 2. I was studying so hard on him. He's a big fullback, 270. If you didn't bring it, he was going to bring it to you.
Now, do you think you won this? What?
I feel I did my job. And I feel, I didn't blow him up. But I gave him my all. He felt me, for sure.
As football has grown in popularity, media coverage of the event has increased exponentially, and outlets seize the occasion to size up the future of the league.
There's not as many guys who feel comfortable inside.
Right, absolutely. I mean, it's a tough position to learn, you know, and I had to learn it pretty quick. You know, just my junior year, I started to play nickel once. We had a new defensive coordinator, Coach Grantham, come in and transitioned pretty well, I felt like.
The week spent at Lucas Oil Field is a preview of the possibilities that exist for the future of the Eagles. Success isn't determined by simply drafting well in the first round. The best teams in football consistently find value in every pick, and the information gathered at the combine is pivotal in that process. This week on Inside the Season, presented by Verizon Wireless. Defensive end Jason Babin breaks down the last-second loss versus the Steelers in Game of the Week. Long snapper John Dornbos takes us inside the locker room for a one-on-one with rookie linebacker Michael Kendricks. And running back LeSean McCoy's high school football coach gives us a unique look back to Shady's playing days at Bishop McDevitt.
Gone are the warm days of summer and the four getting-to-know-you games at the start of every season. Gray skies and a damp, biting chill tell you that the meat of the NFL schedule is upon us.
When you think Eagles Pittsburgh football, you think of dreary weather, the rain, temperature being cold, physical football, coming down to the wire. It was one of those games where it was a fight from the beginning of the game to the end.
This is the proving ground. When you think you're bigger, when you think you're better, this is where you have to prove it.
A big part of the NFL is the highs and lows. And Coach Reed really stresses to us, don't ever get too high and don't ever get too low.
How tough is it to come off an emotional primetime division win and travel to meet a rested team coming off their bye week?
Each week it is always a challenge. each team is going to bring their A game against us. And, you know, it's always a fierce competition.
Let them feel us, man! Hey, let them feel it!
Hey, one thing to say. Attack everything. Fear nothing.
Kill everything!
Fear nothing. Ball out today. Dominate on three. One, two, three.
Dominate!
Last Sunday was a defensive game, and it was one of those low-scoring games that really came down to who was going to make the least amount of mistakes.
Bendenhall in the backfield for the first time this season takes the handoff and picks up maybe a yard, and that is it. Now it is first and goal from the three. Vic in the gun. Vic back. It's a quarterback draw. He drives. He fumbles the football. It's going to be a turnover.
It's pretty cut and dry, percentage-wise, when you have turnovers in the minus category, what your chances are of winning. What it really does is it changes field position and disallows opportunity. It's a tough stat to overcome.
This has been the Steelers' first trip into the red zone. Roethlisberger's back. He's looking. He steps up. He swings it out to Mendenhall, who steps over a man at the 15 and runs into the end zone. Touchdown.
As far as improvements and schematic changes in the second half, there really wasn't too many on the defensive side. The mistakes we made were the mistakes we made. So we had to just execute, and you know, everything should take care of itself.
Vic back, he lets it go. He completes it to Avant, down to the 15-yard line. First and 10 for the Eagles. In the red zone for the second time in this game. Last time they fumbled at the 3. That goes Vic. He dumps it off to McCoy, makes a man miss, comes to the 10, the 5. Touchdown! Shady McCoy!
Hey, this your field. This your field.
Own it. I tell you what, when our offense is on, you know, it's unstoppable. So it's great for us on defense. We love to sit back, take a break, and you know, watch them work.
Eagles are going to go for it. I'm not sure I would. In fact, I don't think I would. Even if they make it, I don't think I would go for this. But there's too much at stake and plenty of time left. Vic goes and gives it to McCoy, and he wedges forward, and I think he got it.
The moments surrounding the fourth down plays were very intense. Feels like the whole place is quiet. I'm sure they weren't. I'm sure it was loud, but you know, in my mind, it was total silence.
It is third and goal at the 2. Vic is looking, throwing, complete, touchdown, Brent Celek! The Eagles can take the lead with the extra point.
Well, we knew after they scored, we huddled up and said, listen, they don't score, you know, we win. It's pretty simple football.
It is third and 12 at the 18. Can the Eagles stop them right here? Roethlisberger back again. He steps up. He's being chased. He fires complete Antonio Brown for the first down up near the 40. And at the very least, Sean Spicem is going to have a short field goal attempt to win the game.
You know, beat the tackle. Had been on the legs, you know, and he was able to step up and, you know, break away from me. I just, I think myself, I was able, you know, to hold on or, you know, pull him down. And, you know, the game could have been different.
It is going to be a 35-yard field goal for Sean Spicem, who is 6-for-6 on the season. Hold your breath. Ball is spotted. The kick is away, and the kick is good. You win on a missed field goal, and you lose this week on one that parks the uprights.
When we got things going our way and we lose like this, especially, you know, at the end, it stings.
Next Sunday, the Eagles are home against the Detroit Lions, and Mike and I will be at the link to bring you all the action.
Bouncing back is what we do. It's the NFL. You know, Coach preaches to us about this, you know, every week. We're going to come out, you know, every day this week and prepare for the Lions, and give it a good game on Sunday.
Could scratch your way to instant winner. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Spooktacular Cash, to win up to $50,000. It's kind of fun to get into the game. Keep on scratching.
What would make your life better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a checking account, Better Banking is a package of financial solutions with preferred rates, debit card cash rewards, online banking with bill pay, and the flexible options you need to help make the pieces of your life or your business fit together a little better. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. That's what we call better banking.
This is your TV. This is your phone. This is your TV. This is your remote control. This person is on time. This is your home phone in the park and on a beach. This is your living room Sunday, February 3rd. This is fast. This is faster. This is easy. This is simple. This is awesome. This is Xfinity, the future of awesome.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Inside the Season is brought to you by Verizon Wireless. NFL Mobile is built to bring you the Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Come on, LeSean. Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth, Smash Mouth, Smash Mouth. Smash Mouth. Block. Yes, Sean, good stiff arm. Yeah, there it is. Tyler, Sean, Sean, keep going, man. Keep chucking, man. Even if you have to put your head down, man, because they don't want none of that.
I coached his older brother, LaRon, who played in the NFL with the Arizona Cardinals as a wide receiver. And Shady was 8 years old at the time. And, you know, Shady was always coming up here and he used to beg me to come to his midget games and watch him play. So I got to a few and he was, you know, at that point, literally a man among boys. When he was 8 years old, he was playing against 11-year-olds and just dominating. And obviously, when you saw how good Shady was going to be, I mean, you could tell back then how good this kid was going to be. And, you know, the relationship just kind of kept on building through the years. And then going into his ninth grade year that summer, Shady and I spent a lot of time together and started to become pretty close. In the early days, Shady as a freshman, I remember sitting out in front of the school with him on the steps talking to him, because the older guys didn't really like Shady at first because he came in running his mouth. You know, I'd pull him out and, you know, talk to him about being humble. And, you know, when Shady was going into his ninth grade year, he thought he was going to be the next Allen Iverson. So that summer, we let Shady run against the first team defense. And when they saw I put him in, they couldn't wait for him. We put them all on the ground. They were just grabbing at air. And, you know, he just scored, and I just turned to one of the assistants and said, can you believe we got him for 4 years?
There it is. Coy slips to the outside, got the corner, 10, 5, the Coy, touchdown, McDevitt!
You know, as a freshman, we had another Division I running back. 6 games into that season, that Division I running back tore his MCL, and Shady had to become the man. His first touchdown in a 100-yard game was against our big rival, which is 3 blocks down the street, Harrisburg High School. And then his sophomore year, he just took off. He had 406 yards in one game as a sophomore.
Watch the cut. Watch the cut. Boom. Vision. Cut back. Another move. He's making people look silly. The guy just has great explosiveness and tremendous, tremendous cutting ability.
And then his junior year, he became Shady. In a 4-game stretch, he had over 1,200 yards in 4 games, 17 touchdowns in 4 games. In the district final, he had 359 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Believe it or not, 276 yards and 4 touchdowns against Carlisle is not good enough. While LaShawn is already one of the best backs in the area as a sophomore, the coaching staff wants him to be even better.
The fourth game is senior year. It was a big game against Harrisburg High. They're three blocks down. We were both undefeated. We were leading most of the game, and they came back late in the third quarter. We threw an interception, and they went ahead. And we were on a long drive coming down. Well, the next play, Shady was putting a move on the safety, and the linebacker came out of nowhere, and the safety hit him high, and the linebacker hit him low. And Aaron Berry said to him, "Come on, Shady, we need you to win." And he looked up with a tear in his eye and said, "Coach," he said, "I can't." We were graded fifth in USA Today at the time, and with Shady, we would have won a state title. We ended up losing by a point in the Western Finals. It was a compound fracture. It was a bad break. He had to miss the rest of the season. There's still blood on it. And, you know, we talk about this quite a bit. I keep it in my basement in my home, and we talk about, hey, hello, every once in a while, say, "Coach, you still have my cleat? You know, I'm sorry. It should have been a ring." Before the injury, he had 76 Division I offers. At prep school, he committed to the University of Miami, but he went to a prep school up in upstate New York where he had trouble getting phone reception back here to Harrisburg. And he realized how much he missed Harrisburg. He called me. He said, "Coach, it's going to either be between Penn State and Pitt because I don't want to be this far away from home ever again."
Highly recruited out of high school, this play designed to go to the right side of the formation. That's Barry Sanders type moves right there, all the way to the outside. Now, I've still got the speed to turn it up and pick up the first down. I'm telling you, before the afternoon is over, everybody in the entire country going to know who LaShawn McCoy is.
Some of the runs that he's made in high school and college, you give him an inch, it could be 100 yards. Even when you don't give him an inch, it could still be 100 yards because he can make people miss. Pitt's coaches told me they were shocked. He ran patterns better than some of their receivers. All around, he's everything you want in a running back.
So a running back who played his college ball in Heinz Field is now playing his pro ball in Lincoln Financial. LaShawn Shady McCoy is now a Philadelphia Eagle.
Shady was the highest player drafted that I've had, and just the Eagles and the excitement and finally over for him. As a high school coach and somebody that has known, I mean, most of the kids you know from your freshman year on, but to know a kid that was 8 years old, so I've seen him grow from a young boy to a man to an NFL superstar, and now I just sit and I just have a big smile on my face and like a proud papa and just, you know, say, wow.
And picking it up is McCoy at the 40, 25, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Shady McCoy!
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
Cancer can move fast, but Jefferson is keeping our patients ahead of it. With the fastest growing medical oncology program in the region, treating cancers with a team of multi-specialty experts who work together to provide seamless care, helping us earn NCI designation and widespread respect. Cancer has a strategy. Divide and conquer. That's why we give our patients our undivided attention.
Discover the difference Jefferson's Kimmel Cancer Center makes. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winner. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Spooktacular Cash, to win up to $50,000. It's kind of fun to get into the game. Keep on scratching.
The wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. Except when it takes and holds up a kite, shows a flag how to wave to its country, sings softly through trees, makes music, makes your daughter's hair dance and tickle, and just knowing it will always blow, and we will always bring it to you for power and to live by. Other than that, wind is a billowing, arrogant bully. We're changing the way power is made. Switch to Green Mountain Energy. Switch for good.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
What's up, everybody? You guys are at home, and just when you're thinking, where's Johnny D? We're back in business. We are here with a superstar man, a great addition to this year's team. Michael Kendricks is here from Cal. Now, here's the deal. I'm just going to throw this out there. You are from an insanely athletic family.
Yeah.
Your pops played at UCLA. Your brother's at UCLA. Why'd you pick Cal?
I didn't get an offer from UCLA, honestly. They weren't messing with me for some reason.
You know, it's funny is I didn't either.
Hey, you know, they pass up on the good ones.
Now, your pops, this is super cool. Was it 1972? Your dad actually was with this organization.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got picked up here, you guys have a little...
Oh, it was emotional, yeah. And it's my brother's favorite team growing up. I mean, the whole time. My brother started crying before I didn't really cry. I was more just happy. But
now,
it was emotional.
The brother that's at UCLA?
Yeah.
He's a linebacker?
Yeah.
So now is he a Trotter fan?
No.
Or is he...
He's just a Mike Kendricks fan, you know?
Oh, one-two punch! Now, when I was about 12, 13 years old, I was actually Charlie Brown, and you're a good man, Charlie Brown. I got the lead. I went out for Pigpen, mm-hmm. ended up getting the lead. Now, you also dabbled a little bit.
You were in
a couple plays. So
yeah,
now,
I was in Wizard of Oz.
What were you?
I was just an extra.
Okay.
I was in Robin Hood. I was a soldier.
Okay.
I was in a couple of Broadway... I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland, and they do a couple plays on Main Street.
Yeah.
I was in Aladdin and The Lion King.
So out of all of them, which one did you have? You were what?
Abu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They put me as a monkey. I did a bunch of little flips.
Out of those plays, what was the most enjoyable one for you personally?
I would say Robin Hood.
Why?
Well, we had to take a couple fencing classes before we were allowed to use the real swords.
Okay.
So the fencing classes, we were in there goofing off the whole time. But the actual swords that we used for the plays were a lot bigger than the actual fencing swords. I mean, and every time we're hacking away, we're hitting and we're creating sparks. I mean, it was real. It was the real deal. So it was cool. It was good.
Now, there's a rumor, too, that you played soccer in high school.
I was a beast. No, I didn't play in high school. I played up to eighth grade.
Okay. But then is it true that your coach cried?
When I told him I was playing football, he literally was in tears and was like, "You're giving up, like, God's gift. Like, you're tripping." He was basically telling me he didn't understand. And I was just like, I just want to hit someone. Like, deep down inside me, I had to.
Would you rather play Madden or FIFA?
FIFA. Guaranteed FIFA. Oh,
what?
Fuck. What?
What time?
I'm a beast.
Too lucky for you. We got some more time. Now, are you more of a fan of Facebook or MySpace? Or neither? Twitter.
Honestly, I've stayed away from the social media stuff. I mean, I went from MySpace to Facebook, Facebook to Twitter, Twitter to Instagram. So it's just trickling down.
Are you on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter and Instagram.
Give them your stuff.
At Michael Kendricks, you know what I mean? And Instagram is MYKEY_K, Mikey K. Check me out.
You got to follow him. And look, we have fans that actually mail stuff in and say, "Hey, look, we want this guy. We got questions to do." This came in. So this actually came in. This was actually a picture from your MySpace.
Oh, man, dog. You see that right there?
Showing the gut. You know what I said?
That's freshman year. That's my first year playing and working out. And I was 205 pounds my freshman year. Yoked.
Give it to me. Suns out, guns out.
Hey. You know what I'm saying?
Suns out, guns out.
That got me a lot of followers.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
You know what I'm saying? I was what? 15? 14? 14?
It's aggressive. But I tell you what, man, we're pumped to have you on the scene.
I appreciate you.
This guy's a baller right here, Michael Kendricks. Hey, we out.
I'm